You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Audio is King conference at the RNIB's Grimaldi building in London, where we're looking into audio description and how audio description can be used in other forms to increase the awareness and development of audio description as well. And I'm with Jonathan Penny, who's the head of access services at Channel 4. Jonathan, you've obviously been involved in audio description and access for some time. Just give me a little bit of snapshot of what the situation is regarding the amount of AD on Channel 4 at the moment.
Sure, yeah. We currently, I think, share a 10% target on each channel with all of the sort of established broadcasters in the UK. Channel 4 and a lot of the PSBs committed to a 20% target a few years ago, which Channel 4 opted to increase again to 45% on each linear channel. So currently we offer AD on, 45% is what we aim for. In reality, E4 has around 75-80%. We're kind of at this stage comfortably above those targets that we've set on the five main channels. And similarly with streaming as well, we've seen, obviously with a lot of our streaming content coming from the linear channels as sort of catch-up content, we've seen the streaming figure grow to kind of, 45% audio description there as well. But also, I've always said, it's not just about the numbers. We want to make sure that the actual shows that we're picking to describe are the big ones, whether that's returning things like Bake Off or, Pottery Throwdown that have been around for a while, but also trying to experiment with new formats and new shows as well. So, Apocalypse is one of our big September launches, which is a kind of, escape-based reality kind of situation. And I think, trying to make sure that, firstly, that when a show's released, the audio description is available then. And, if that's a box set, then audio description's there for every episode, not making AD users have to wait. But also that we're kind of describing a good breadth of all the different shows that kind of make Channel 4's content distinctive.
And the thing about the conference today is looking at, I suppose, other uses or the development of audio description. So thinking about how it can be used for people who are sighted to some way carry on watching a television show, not necessarily on the screen kind of fact. Is that something that you sort of seen develop or grow or sort of people thinking about within audio description over years?
I think other audio description nerds like me will know that there's been this kind of, I think in sort of academic studies and also at kind of specialist conferences as well, there's been this idea for quite a long time that, someone, might listen to AD while they're doing the ironing or, and I think there's also been ideas from within the sort of audio description practitioner community of, knowing that this, take EastEnders, for example, adding the audio description to EastEnders and making it available in an audio-only format is going to replicate a sort of podcast or a radio drama or something, and I think hopefully today will be a chance to kind of dive into that. The research has now been done to kind of back that up and look at those ideas, which were maybe, well-founded, but kind of, loose ideas, but actually get the data to back them up. And kind of, I suppose what needs to come next is for it to be put to the test, and whether that's like a proof of concept or, for someone to take up that mantle and kind of try and make it work in that sort of audio-based format. But I certainly think, the idea has always had a lot of potential, and it's really exciting to see that potential get sort of, validated by this research.
And what sort of developments are Channel 4 looking at the moment regarding AD? Because obviously you do a lot of live AD from the Paralympics and things like that, and there's a lot of the, I suppose what you might say, reality shows and celebrity shows like Celebrity Hunted and stuff and things like that that have audio description. Is there anything that's sort of coming up, any sort of new developments that you're doing around AD?
Yeah, I think you mentioned a few of them there. The big thing for us in the last couple of years has been sort of bedding in, shall we say, the live audio description that we started, I think in 2023 was our first on-air kind of live audio description. And now, we've done it on entertainment shows like Stand Up To Cancer. We've done it, on a lot of Paralympics output as well. And I think we're sort of starting to see it as a bit more of a business as usual thing, which is great because it means that hopefully, in time when there is live sport on Channel 4, people will come to expect that to have audio description, So we've this year had things like the Women's FA Cup and the boat race that we've started showing as well. And with both of those things, they're staying on our channel for the next few years, and they'll continue to have audio description as well. So that's really exciting. And we've also been working with Red Bee to introduce what we've called a kind of a blind QC process. So this is something that's, you know, a lot of US providers have been doing for a couple of years, and something that we were really keen to replicate, where basically audio description is written and recorded, but before it is broadcast or put onto streaming, it kind of goes through a review process with a blind user. So it's an opportunity to kind of make any improvements to the script that might be needed for that specific program, but also as a part of a kind of wider, you know, improvement to other shows that can benefit from that feedback as well. So something, a bit of a nice feedback loop to make sure that, like I said before, it's not just about volume of AD or type of program that we've done AD, but actually making sure that the AD that we're doing is as good quality as it can be as well. So that's quite exciting too.
Well, hopefully we'll hear a little bit more about that when some new stuff comes out on Channel 4 with AD. But Jonathan, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.